2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
Right now in Provo, it's 43 degrees, the same in Salt Lake.
Pretty light traffic on our freeways thus far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Utah's attorney general is part of a large group speaking out against the planned launch of an Instagram page designed specifically for kids.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the details. John?
Yeah, Amanda, I guarantee this is a news item that has parents and their kids talking. What's being proposed by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is an Instagram platform designed specifically for kids, which they consider to be 12 years old and under. Speaking to members of Congress back in March, Zuckerberg explained what he thinks the benefits would be.
Helping people stay connected with friends and learn about different content online is broadly positive.
Now, a lot of people are leery about this idea, though, including Utah AG Sean Reyes. He joined a bipartisan group of 43 other attorneys general in sending a six-page letter to Zuckerberg outlining their concerns. They're saying that the new app could harm kids' mental health and also possibly compromise their privacy. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
One man is dead after drowning in a pond in Holiday last night. We get the story from KSL News Radio's Amy Kobe.
A group of construction workers were working on a private property with a pond when they decided to take some kayaks out, according to police. One of those kayaks capsized and the man never resurfaced. Unified Police Sergeant Melody Gray says the investigation is continuing, but right now it looks to be purely accidental.
As we move into spring, it becomes that time of year when we do see drownings, and just have to remind people, the water's very cold. It's very difficult to breathe in that cold water if you're not an incredibly strong swimmer.
Sergeant Gray also says the man didn't have any swimming ability. Search and rescue crews responded to the drowning to recover the body.
An experienced climber is recovering after having a boulder roll over him. Mike Finger with Salt Lake County Search and Rescue says two men were climbing in Little Cottonwood Canyon in an area known as Certain Death.
Climbing partner said he was above him a little bit and kind of heard a yell and some loud noises and looked back and kind of saw this big boulder tumbling down and his partner kind of pop up and run for a couple of feet and then fall over and start yelling in pain.
A medical helicopter lifted the climber out of the canyon. His condition has not yet been released.
Vaccinations are helping more people travel again, but Utah's outdoor parks were already seeing a big number of visitors. Other parts of the state, however, aren't seeing the travel boom. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, the Mighty Five and the state parks and wildlands have had a ton of visitors over the past year. Many people drive here, others fly in. In fact, the Salt Lake Airport is doing really well compared to other airports, and they expect that to only grow now that more people are vaccinated. But tourism officials also told the Deseret News that Utah's cities are not doing so well, especially Salt Lake City. The convention visitor traffic dried up. They provide about half of the transient room tax revenues, and it could be a long time before that returns. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. More Republican governors are speaking out against President Biden's pandemic recovery plan, saying the added unemployment benefits are dragging down the economy rather than building it up. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson says his state is ending the added benefits because there are a lot of job openings.
People of Arkansas want to work. And this gives them a greater opportunity to do it and an incentive to do it.
President Biden says the benefits are helping families get through the pandemic and dismisses the idea that people are opting not to work.
New details this morning on the vote scheduled for tomorrow that's aimed at removing Congresswoman Liz Cheney from her leadership role.
It's a secret ballot. Republicans will not have to take a stand in public. And Cheney faced the same vote back in February. She survived it then with the support of Republican leader Kevin McCarthy. But this time he has made it clear he wants her out, too.
ABC's Rachel Scott reports the feud stems from Cheney repeatedly speaking out against former President Trump's claims that the election was stolen.
A group of U.S. warships accompanying a submarine fired warning shots at a group of Iranian fast attack boats in the Strait of Hormuz. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says there were some tense moments.
This group of fast attack boats approached the U.S. formation at high speed, closing in as close as 150 yards.
Kirby said one of the U.S. ships fired 30 warning shots from a machine gun before the Iranian boats turned away.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.